Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My special guest today, I am so excited about. We have with us Dr. Susan Joy Renison, who is going to talk to us about Tuning the Diamonds, her newest book. And you guys are going to be so excited. This is just so much fun. And when you get to really pay attention to this, you are going to be shocked. She has got things that that go everywhere from the new plasma physics all the way down to the ancient prophecies, and she compares and contrasts all these things, and it's just exciting as all get out. So first of all, let me welcome you to the show, Susan.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, yeah. And let me just mention a little bit of brief stuff about your background, and then let me have you fill it in. Susan has spent over 25 years as an independent, free-thinking individual. We like those kind, don't we, listeners? She has an honors degree in physics and geophysics from British University, many years of experience as a software analyst and doing project management. She is now an EMF balancing technique practitioner and teacher, independent researcher, author, and speaker, and lives in Norway. So this is like the middle of the night for you, right?
It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's quite early for me.
Oh, my. That's about the time I try to go to bed. So we will understand if you have to think about things a little bit. I know I would be kind of tired by then. So, Susan, I have been enjoying your book so much, and I am just so glad that you have brought all these things together, and I think the listeners are going to be really jazzed as you elucidate a little bit about this stuff. And again, the book is Tuning the Diamonds. So why don't you explain a little bit about your background and how you came to do this book, and then let's go into discussing your key concepts here.
Okay. Well, what happened originally was I was asked to write a chapter in someone else's book, and I actually thought about it, and I felt that I needed to understand what I was doing in context of what was actually happening on the Earth. Basically, I've spent 25 years researching and looking for truth and trying to understand this reality. And I just felt that I just needed to be a little bit independent and put together information from many different sources. What happened was I started to look at electromagnetism in relation to people, EMF pollution on the planet. But it was really until I started to understand that we live in an electric universe that I started to see key relationships between the electric universe and also the plasma universe with information that was coming through in channeling. And so I started to think I could put together a new way of understanding our reality based on electromagnetism. And for me, that was really quite an important thing to do. I had to do this. I've always wanted to write a study guide, but this, it seemed to be my mission to do this, to put together the information, the metaphysics and the science, and Tuning the Diamonds is the result of that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that maybe what would help too is to explain a little bit more about plasma physics and how that relates to the electric universe. You know, a lot of us have heard that the electricity has a lot to do with things, and a lot of us remember, you know, back in the 40s and 50s, we had like electric toys, you know, where you could go to the funhouse and get a jolt of electricity. And you're kind of touch on that, you know, and why would we even want to do that?
Well, first of all, I'm an EMF balancing technique practitioner, and I started to come across information that implied that change, we had to work on the human energy field to make changes, permanent changes in this, the body chemistry. You had to work at the level, at the higher level, at the level of the electromagnetic field. And a lot of this work has been done by Dr. Valerie Hunt. And so I started to see, well, what about the electromagnetic environment of Earth? And then I started to think, what about the electromagnetic environment in our solar system? And then I started to think, what about the electromagnetic environment in the in our galaxy? And so in doing the research, I started to see how changes could affect, changes way out there could affect us on Earth. And so I started to understand information, pieces of information, and this is why I think this book is so unique, because I started to put together information that was coming from more esoteric sources, information about the cosmic lattice. Our scientists are seeing strings in space. They are seeing electrical currents in space. NASA are talking about lightning that they can see that going into, you know, millions of miles into space. We have comets which have stringy tails that are actually electric currents in space. And so I started to realize that there was a whole world out there. You know, I was fascinated in discovering the plasma universe and how electrically charged particles actually seem to have their own consciousness, seem to be, they seem to have this ability to actually just organize themselves. And there's this vast network out in space that seems to be completely independent, and it operates in the most amazing way. We are told, our scientists tell us, the metaphysical sources tell us, that everything is linked together, solar body to solar body, you know, universe to universe. And I find this very, very interesting, and I find that the connection that we have with the galaxy, with our solar system, is electromagnetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was amazed to read in your book about the sprites and the jets that they found in the upper atmosphere, the strange lightning that's suddenly appearing, and how much of it and how much it's increasing. And I was amazed also when you detailed about the plasma jet streams that were going across the universe like a super highway, and about how it goes directly to the sun and then from the sun to us. And I just kept going through your book and going, wow, wow, wow.
Well, you know, this is exactly my reaction too. What happened was I started to do the research, and as I started to, because basically I had a vast database in my head of information, but it wasn't until I started to put together a book that more information came. So it was like filling in the holes of my understanding. That's what putting the book together was about. And I just have these revelations, and I'm thinking, my goodness, when is this going to stop? I kept having, you know, little pieces of the jigsaw kept being put together. And I was just amazed, absolutely amazed. And it started to give me a completely different new sense of our reality and how much that human beings are inextricably attached to the universe. And the thing with the sprite, I mean, this is really quite phenomenal, because I could link that to Tibetan Buddhism, you know, and this concept of, you know, of the concept there, you know, that that this knowledge had been known before. You know, these I consider them to be beings. You know, these are plasma entities, but they're also beings. And I felt that it was very important that I could actually put together this information to explain the massive changes taking place in the atmosphere.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that we want to mention to the listeners. We'll be talking about the weather pattern changes. And I just wanted you to give them, you know, kind of a basic down and dirty of, you know, how this relates to things. And so, listeners, we will be getting to global changes and things like that, and what we do about our own light bodies and our electromagnetic fields in order to be able to drift with this and not be harmed. And one of the things that I found so fascinating, Susan, is as you were talking about the entities, it really reminded me of the Native American traditions where the medicine man or woman could speak to the weather and could have clouds move and could have lightning come and could actually direct lightning to go hit somebody if they wanted to. And, you know, how could we do that except that we are part of that?
Yes.
Yeah, very interesting stuff.
And our consciousness can interact with these forces.
And how can people be hit by lightning of hundreds of thousands of volts and survive it and then have these psychic powers increased? And, you know, admittedly, a lot of people die from that, too. But it's just so fascinating, the whole electricity angle. And I'm reminded of the many people I've talked to through the years that have been some kind of repairman, you know, appliance repairman or whatever. And I remember talking with a colleague who said, well, you know, I used to fix swamp coolers. And, you know, I was lazy. I didn't go down and turn off the electrical current. And he said, you know, I kind of got to like it. And I thought, you know, that's really interesting. You know, how is it that we can sustain all that? And especially if you're not grounded, you know, if you're standing up on a roof, then, very interesting things. And so this is opening up a whole new way of looking at our lives beyond just the weather effect. And I hope the listeners will get your book and really get into it, because you couldn't possibly cover in an hour on the radio show everything that you had in that book. It's just an amazing piece of work.
To me, it was very important to create the big picture, because what's happening, we have a lot of scientists that are specializing in their small field, but nobody is putting the information together and to create an overall picture. And that's what I felt that I should do. I didn't need to be a specialist in any particular field. I just needed to understand how things related to each other. And that's what I was so thrilled that I believe that I've achieved with the book, is to create this overview of understanding of how human beings, as electromagnetic beings, as light beings, how we are part of the universe and how the universe interacts with us. This, for me, was very exciting. And to put it in context with the changes on our planet, you know, at the moment our scientists are going to war over global warming. And we have been told from metaphysical sources that we're actually experiencing a spiritual transformation. I wanted to be able to explain it in such a way that people could actually educate the world. That's what I think that we need to do now, is to tell people this is what's going on. Forget global warming. This is a spiritual transformation that's taking place on Earth and in our solar system. And so for me, this was a very important work to do. And I did spend a lot of time in reflection, looking at the information and working it out. And I felt I was giving guidance, but I also had to work very hard too, in putting together the threads of information.
Yeah, and I think that the global warming thing is an interesting thing, too. I've been listening to quite a few scientists that have been saying, you know, the whole global warming thing is a bunch of hooey. And they said, you know, this, and Al Gore's book particularly and his movie is full of inconsistencies and untruths. And as you listen to these scientists who are now starting to speak out, they've said, you know, it's not just happening here on our planet. It's happening on all of the planets in our solar system, and that this is part of a cycle. And when you compare the Mayan prophecies, and that was one thing I found fascinating in your book, too, that you went into the actual Mayan prophecies and compared and contrasted that to what we understand so far about plasma physics and about the electrical entities in the universe. And now it's like, you know, it's the old slap on the forehead, like, wow, you know, now I get it.
Yes, that's how I see it as well. This prophecies that we've been having about a new time, a new age, and that this will be dominated by space or the ether. And then we have NASA and our space agencies talking about space weather. I mean, to me, it was a no-brainer. I could understand it. But then if you think in terms of plasma physics, then you could understand the prophecies of the Silk Road. of the fact that we now have this huge electrical current dancing around the equator of the Earth that I believe represents the serpent road. It's actually an electrojet. But our scientists say this thing is huge, and it's getting bigger. And so I feel that the prophecy has been fulfilled. For me, the Mayan understanding of what's happening on our planet is a tremendous explanation, and I love linking the old information with the science to explain our reality. In the book, I felt it was very important to explain the effect of the electrojet, of the serpent rope, and why the Mayan elders talk about balance. It's very, very important that what's happening now with this feature is actually pumping up all the frequencies, the human frequencies that we use to balance our brains, both halves of our brains. And so we've had many sources of information telling us that we need to balance, telling us about the time that we're living in. And to me, I had to explain that scientifically. I'm not the sort of person that could be satisfied with a sort of an esoteric message. I have to understand how it affects me, how this makes sense in the sort of the analytical mind I have, the analytical mindset I have. I have to be able to understand it scientifically and be able to explain it to other people.
Yeah, and that's one thing. If you could go a little bit more into the Mayan prophecies, particularly concerning the electrojet, for the people who haven't studied these things and are kind of wondering, okay, what are you talking about? So if you could...
That's what I'm talking about.
Explain the prophecy, you know, what the prophecy says, and then what the electrojet has to do with that and what we might see happening in the future, explain from a scientific standpoint.
Okay. In Mayan literature, you get this concept of a serpent rope arriving by 2012. It's been very clear, and various different researchers have had sort of some idea of it being a wormhole or something that links various parts of the universe together, okay? I don't see it as a wormhole. I see it actually as a plasmid feature. So what this means is that the Earth is an electromagnetic body, and when there's an excess of electric current, according to the plasma physicist's view of this, this additional energy will be stored around the equator, okay? So we've been told, metaphysical sources have told us that there's new energy on the planet, and I believe that is correct, and we can actually see it now. In 1989, we had a massive geomagnetic storm. The Earth was completely hammered by a very strong blast of energy. And the result of that was that the excess was stored around the planet as an electrical current. But since 1989, this has actually been getting bigger and bigger. And so now we have thousands of scientists trying to study the effect of this, because it's actually affected the satellites. I feel that we are seeing the fulfillment of this prophecy in this huge electrical current. It seems to have its, scientists don't really quite understand it because it can reverse when it wants to. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason, so it seems to be a very independent feature that's actually moving around our equator from dawn to dusk. For me, this is very, very interesting because, for me, I'm not. I have to have solid proof, and I've been able to link this feature with information that comes from Egyptian texts as well. And for me, it's a very important part of the change of the electromagnetic environment on Earth. And so that's why I talk about the human resonances. We've had people writing books telling us that the human resonance is actually increasing on the planet. But I've been able to show from our scientific literature that all the frequencies that we use to balance our brain, they're all actually being boosted. They're all being strengthened. There are slight increases in these frequencies, but basically the those frequencies that we use to balance our brain have got much, much stronger. And so what's happening now, we're being told that people will go into a state of imbalance very quickly if they're not in their core energy. And so I explain the importance of being in a state of balance, because these much stronger frequencies that we're using to balance both halves of our brains will send us into a state of imbalance very quickly now, because of this feature that is boosting up all these frequencies. Okay, does that make sense?
This makes perfect sense, because I've been talking for the last year about how people are going crazy. They are falling off the edge very quickly, and it's like they have gone totally nuts. And I know it's a symptom of imbalance, and I know it's because they haven't done their homework, you know, and really worked on increasing their frequencies. So it's nice to hear it coming from a scientific standpoint that this is why, and to remember also that we are electromagnetic beings, and our brains are computers. And so, you know, what would wipe a computer out? Well, too much magnetism. Not enough magnetism, you know, many things. So I'm fascinated by this whole thing. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, why does the electrojet only exist around the equator from dawn to dusk?
It's just a feature of the way that it's to do with the way that the electric current flows. Basically, the energies are coming in. In one side, sort of thing. They flip the whip around the equator and then they move away. It's just a feature of an electromagnetic body. I can't really explain it any other reason. It just electrojets just exist from dawn to dusk. That's how they work.
And very fascinating.
I can't really explain it any other way.
Okay, well, it's still fascinating. Because that is like an ebb and flow, you know. It shows kind of more of an alive energy, like a breathing in and breathing out. And one thing I wanted to touch on too before we go too much further is that listeners, this is a live call-in show. If you're listening on April 3rd, and the call-in numbers, I forgot to give those at the beginning. Sorry, USA is 877-876-5227, Canada 888-810-8322, and direct or international is 530-876-3222. If you're too shy to get on the air to ask your question, hit the BBS Fast Chat, which is in the same window that has all the phone numbers, on bbsradio.com. And now that I've taken care of that housekeeping, the other question that I have for you concerns the sun itself. And, you know, NASA scientists have been saying for a while that when there are massive solar flares, it creates huge geomagnetic storms and huge changes up in the upper atmosphere of our planet. But what is really happening electrically, which they haven't talked about?
Okay. I just want to say that I believe that when we have geomagnetic storms on Earth, we are actually getting deliveries of spiritual energy. I just want to make that clear. And in fact, recently, I came across information where Dr. William Reich actually did ether experiments with Albert Einstein. And he wrote to Einstein in 1941 to tell him that when we have geomagnetic storms on Earth, this is the universe sending us spiritual orgone energy. And this isn't even in my book. I've recently discovered this. So it's interesting that I'm not the first person to realize this. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting these deliveries of this spiritual energy, but only some of this energy we can use. That's something that's very important, that we can only use some of this energy. And it's having a massive effect on our technology, on satellites. It's having a huge effect on things like our national power grids, because we are having these fluctuating magnetic fields. And when that happens, you get currents created. And these currents can be quite large, and they can damage transformers associated with the power supply. So this is interesting. It's also affecting generating huge currents in our pipelines and causing corrosion in the pipelines too. So that's why I made the link with the massive oil spill that we had in Alaska. This is, I think, February, March 2006, I believe that was. And so for me, I feel it's important that people understand what's actually happening, taking place on our planet. And if this becomes a permanent feature and it's happening all the time, which I believe is going to happen, I believe it's going to increase, then we're going to have to change the way we do business on this planet. Okay.
Yeah. That's reminding me of the giant gasoline spill that we had in Arizona. And it was a corroded pipeline. And it wasn't supposed to have happened for 20 years or something. So very interesting. And you know, we're known for electrical things here in Arizona. We have quite a few really impressive lightning storms. And I'm just wondering, geomagnetic storms. I don't remember if we had those around
then. It's very interesting. In my book, I try to avoid controversy. But if you go to other books that have been written on space weather, they believe that the massive ExxonMobil spill in 1989 was actually caused by space weather too. So I didn't go there in my book, but it's interesting. Other people may be wanting to make the link. I just mention it here. But I feel that we have to understand that there's massive changes taking place on our planet and we will have to do certain things differently.
Wow. Yeah, I totally agree, and I think we need to do things differently very quickly. And, you know, we have a number of listeners who are very intuitive and a number of people who, in their sleep state, actually go to work on the grid system in the ethers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a number of people who also do remote viewing and create Organite and things like that. And they're quite aware that what they're doing is helping to rebalance the energy grid. And there are several people who have actually seen the energy grids in some of the mountains and know that there's this electrical quality. And I had the experience myself in a mountain range that's on the California-Nevada border. And I was speaking to some miners, and I said, don't mess the crystals up. You know, you're gonna go into a room at some point. There's crystals in there. They're not these regular crystals you're finding. They're not stalactites and stalagmites. They are actual clear quartz crystals, and they're singing. And I said, don't disturb those, or you're really going to screw up the planet, and at the very least, kill yourselves. And they all just kind of laughed. And I said, I'm telling you, I see the grid. You know, don't muck it up. And so now I'm wondering how many places are like that throughout our planet that have already been mucked up because of greed or whatever. And you know, how do we rebalance that?
You know, this reminded me at the end of my book, there was what I call the diamond vision of a lady that came to me to have EMF sessions, and she started to remember this vision she had. And, you know, when she started to tell me this vision, this dream vision she had, I was just totally amazed. The idea that we have responsibility to actually tune these crystals and diamonds, it's our responsibility to do this. And to actually work with these points around the Earth. And that's what I felt the people need to read this in the book. But for me, it was, you know, I am quite analytical and scientific in my thinking, but at the same time, I'm also very intuitive, and I've had many mystical experiences myself. This concept that we have responsibility to tune this with our energy by being balanced, and sending down balanced energies to these crystals to help stabilize the planet. For me, my way of thinking is that we have responsibility.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think that there are certain people who have been appointed to kind of be the channelers of that energy from the rest of us, and that they're more aware, more awake as to what to do to help with this, by channeling that energy into these crystals. And I know that a lot of this is occurring on other levels, you know, out in the ethers when we're sleeping and things. But I also have met quite a few people who are consciously going around the planet doing this.
Yeah. I actually felt that for most people, our responsibility actually is to focus our energy down into the core of the earth. And to me, understanding this whole concept of balance, being in a space of balance, and then consciously sending down these energies to the core, I was fascinated to discover the fact that our scientists believe that the core of the earth is basically one large crystal about the size of the moon. And for me, it was incredible to understand this and then to start to realize that we have the ability to program this crystal. It's just like a huge computer, but I want to think of it in a better terms than that. It's not just a computer and not just a chip, but it's because I believe that the earth is a conscious entity. But the fact that this, I believe we have this ability and we have this responsibility to actually focus our energies, to balance, and then to send these energies with the intent to balance. And I think this is becoming very important now as things start to change on our planet. I believe that with these deliveries of spiritual energy on the planet, the metaphysical, the spiritual community were meant to take on this energy and empower ourselves. I feel that we are in a new time of human empowerment and responsibility. I keep saying that word. And then with that responsibility, working a deeper relationship with the earth. And because somehow I feel that this teaching hasn't come through strongly enough, that the energy has gone into the earth and it's going to mean that there's going to be more violent earth changes. So I feel that it's never too late. We, as long as the message gets out to people, that they can strengthen their energy fields, become more balanced, utilize their potential, and recalibrate to a higher level of consciousness, and then use that empowerment to work with the core of the earth. That is my basic message of my book. Even though there's a tremendous amount of information, the end of the book and the message to I'm asking people to start to really understand what they need to do to create balance on this planet. Because for me, it's very, very important.
Let's give them some ideas of what to do. You mentioned some things to do in the book, to some visualizations to build the diamond in our own auric field, and to utilize that. So I think that would really help. And listeners, I apologize for all the clicking and such on the line here. It's this is all the way to Norway, so so I guess we have a few little clicks and such here and there. So so Susan, can you go ahead and explain to the people how they can do this balancing technique and really tune their diamonds?
Okay. Okay, I just want to explain about the diamond. Very briefly, from my research, I believe the diamond is the perfect receiver and perfect transmitter of divine energies. Okay? And then that gives you a bit of an insight about what the pyramid is on the Great Pyramid in Egypt, what that's about. Okay? And so we are being exhorted to actually utilize this understanding and to actually activate diamond energy fields that we all have. These are very old energy fields. They've always been there, but the information has been held within only a certain groups of people. Okay, this is not new information. It's just been hidden for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Now, with the change of etheric density on the planet, it is becoming very important that people activate these diamond energy fields to stabilize their energies, okay? So what we're being encouraged to do is to imagine ourselves inside a large diamond. And this is really, technically, this is an octahedron. It's a platonic solid, which is two pyramids back-to-back, two four-sided pyramids back-to-back. So you have to imagine yourself with one of the pyramids that the center of this octahedron at your waist, and then you would have a four-sided pyramid that moves up above your head. And then equally, beneath your waist, there is the other half, another pyramid that's facing the other way. So you have the bases joined together at the waist. And then what you need to do is to imagine feelings of safety and peace and balance. And this will compel the forces to move your energies into a state of balance. And this is very important because we are being told that we are going to be affected by geophysical activity, even if it's thousands of miles away, with volcanic eruptions and with earthquakes. Also with the geomagnetic storms on the planet and this unstable environment, it's now becoming very important for people to balance. So at a moment's notice, you can just think of the diamonds, think of this huge octahedron energy field around you, and just imagine feelings of peace and safety, and it will compel the forces within you to move into a state of balance, and this will help you tremendously. And this is a very, very simple thing that anyone can do, and I feel it's very important now that we teach the children and that we teach each other and to work with our energy fields. I feel that the other thing that I want to mention as well is working with core energy. I go to great trouble in the book to explain where this concept of core energy comes from. And I feel that it's important that people know simple techniques as to how to balance themselves, and balance themselves between the forces of the earth and the forces of the cosmos. And I teach a very simple technique for doing that too.
Yeah, and this is one of the important things, is the how-to. And that's one of the things that I strive for in this program. It's one thing to have the knowledge, but I think it's very important for people to know what to do. And I think that the listeners need to know that they need to practice this this technique of the balancing and, mm-hmm. and the connecting, and the instantly putting up that the diamond shape around them, to practice it enough that they can do it in an instant without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, mm-hmm. you may not have more than an instant to do this. And especially if you're really close into one of the places where the volcanoes are erupting or huge earthquakes or tsunamis are happening, then you need to be able to put the bubble of protection up, you know, in a flash.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be second nature.
Exactly. It.
Yeah.
That's what I feel is so important. For me, I want people to get a copy of my book and to understand it. There's a tremendous amount of information in the book, and to get this understanding of what is actually happening on our planet and how human beings are being affected. And then this whole concept of what we can do, what we can do. And for me, it's very important. Okay, there is obviously all the practical and considerations, but on a spiritual level, we can all take responsibility, we can all make a difference. And for me, that is the most exciting thing. We can all learn to become more empowered, more balanced, and then use that empowerment to work with the earth. For me, the message is just critical at this time. Very cool.
I think listeners need to know also that your book is written for the scientifically minded as well as the layperson. And you have sections in there where it's broken out, where if they want more of the science, they can read that. And if they're happy enough with the explanation in the layman's terms, then they can go on. And of course, you know, I had to read both. But but it was really interesting because it triggers so many things in your mind. And, you know, I started just reading kind of fast, and then I slowed down and went, holy cow. All kinds of realizations.
For me, it was I sort of had a debate about how to write this book. I wanted as many people as possible to read it, but at the same time, I wanted people to understand that there was a lot of science involved with this. But I didn't want it to write it for scientists. But I wanted people who had some kind of interest in science to want to read the book. So I actually want this book to go mainstream. I don't want this just for the alternative world. And so for a lot of people, they would want to know where the science is. That's why there are so many references. There's something like 750 individual references at the back of the book, so that people, if they were not sure about what I've written, they could go back to the source and check out what I've written. For me, this is very important. people, I actually believe that these changes taking place on the planet are huge. The spiritual transformation, and the people of wonder who are closer to understanding these things need to teach the others. So for me, I want people to get hold of a copy of the book, understand it, and then teach the world. And I can't teach people in America. I feel that I can provide information, but then we can then start to teach the world. That's what I think.
Yeah, and listeners, I would definitely recommend getting a copy of Susan's book. And again, it's called Tuning the Diamonds. And it is fascinating. It's fabulous. It's pretty easy to understand for both the scientifically and non-scientifically minded. And it really will give you a lot of aha moments and will start to help you to make sense of what's happening, not only in the geophysical changes that we're going through, but our own bodies. And, you know, I have people call me all the time or wander in here and say, man, you know, I couldn't sleep all night last night. And I'm thinking, yeah, me too. And then somebody else will come in and say, oh, they just did a huge change on the energy grid, and this is what's happening. And then you go, oh, now I remember kind of being in the dream state, and I remember doing this and doing that. And then you contrast it with, you know, the streams of the electrojet, and you contrast it with the earth changes that are going on. It's just amazing. And so I think that will answer a lot of the listeners' questions.
I feel what's nice about the book is I believe that it will help people to integrate information that they already have. So I feel that people have been educating themselves on so many different parts of understanding that the book will help to integrate that into a sort of a new overview. This is what's happened with me, and I was just amazed with this understanding that came through the book. You know, being able to link many different sources of information, and I believe that it will prompt people to think, you know, what about this? I'm sure I obviously haven't covered everything. So they will then see where their understanding fits in with what's being said in the book, and that will be, I believe, tremendous for lots of people.
Absolutely, and I don't know if we have a caller. I heard kind of a click, and so if there is a caller, Don, go ahead and patch him through. But you know, with the new system, I'm not sure if the clicks I'm hearing are callers or if it's just the stream rebuffering. Must have been just the stream. But yeah, I think that if the listeners could even get a slight look, they need to go to your website. Why don't you go ahead and give them your website, Susan?
Okay, I have actually two websites. The one that's mainly about the book is joyfirepublishing.com. So www.joyfirepublishing.com. And there's a tremendous amount of information there. And I call this background information to the book. There's things, obviously, that you can do on the internet you can't do in a book. So there's some very nice graphics images.
Mm-hmm. Also, you have great graphics and images
as well. And then I also have another website, SusanMenison.com. That's an older website with older articles I did before. But then I also have some information about what's happening now and my interpretation of news events. So for people who want to learn, there's a tremendous amount of information just on my website. I actually have this tremendous feeling that people need to commit to study to understand what's actually happening on the planet. But in the process of studying, it will create empowerment for you. It will strengthen your energy fields. It will strengthen your magnetic fields in the process of learning. I do feel that somehow, this isn't just about me. I do believe I was given guidance with this book, and that people will be able to, I feel that they will, in this process of learning, this will help them tremendously on an energetic level.
That brings up another question. We have so many people who are so sensitive to the electromagnetic pollution. What do they do in this case? Is this going to make them less sensitive to the EMF pollution, or is it going to make them more sensitive, and what do they do?
I recommend that if people actually strengthen their energy fields, it will actually deflect a lot of this pollution. and also working with the diamonds as well. It will actually, this is what's taught in the book, it will actually stop the harmful energies coming through and provide some kind of protection. This is what I believe.
And that brings up
From my research and from from what my experience of working with people's energy fields, that's what I believe would be the most beneficial thing for people to do, is to strengthen their magnetic fields. And part of doing this book was I was very curious about certain messages that were coming through from channelings. And I'm one of these sort of people that says, don't just tell me to do something, I want to know why. I want to know why. I believe with the massive changes on the planet, this book explains the why.
Yes, it does, and it's excellent. And I think also that it has such far-reaching implications, because if people can do this tuning the diamond thing and strengthen their fields, and then they're no longer sensitive to the negative electromagnetic pollution, then this may help a lot, especially with the mind control stuff that's going on right now. I just heard that Walmart is putting in a booth where you can walk in and hear their advertisements in your head as if you're speaking it yourself. And, you know, people think that's really cool. And, oh, yeah. And I'm going, this is not cool. This is really bad. And I know they've been experimenting for a long time. So my other question is, when you strengthen the diamonds, does then that help you to be able to deflect all this stuff and the stuff from HAARP and, you know, all these nefarious things that the various nasty branches of government around the world are doing to people?
Well, I wrote an article about this whole thing about EMFs and how certain people can actually create signals to actually impact people. But in this article I wrote, the scientists involved said that they could only affect 80% of people. No matter what, the maximum they can affect is 80%. And I believe it's to be the rest of the 20%, they're the ones that are completely in their core energy. They're the ones that are completely balanced and have strong energy fields. And so I feel that if people strengthen their energy fields, they balance their core energies, there's nothing that these other types of people want that can do to affect people. I think that is a very, very strong message. I feel that we need to increase that 80% down to that 30%, you know, to really encourage people to understand what they can do.
And see, that brings up a kind of an interesting thing I was thinking as you were talking about that. Well, maybe these little booths at Walmart would be a good way to test it, you know, strengthen your energy field and then walk in there. And if you don't hear anything inside your head, then you know it's working. So it could work in a different way than they think it's going to.
You know, I actually wrote a few articles about this because there's also something with PlayStation 2. With the actual PlayStation, that they people can actually play the games and actually hear things in their heads, that they can have, you know, taste and, you know, sight and all sorts of stuff. And the point is that they got a patent for this. Sony got a patent. And so it implies to me that this is, you know, you don't get a patent until you can prove what you're actually asking for. Okay? Mm-hmm. So to me, the technology is already there. And I wasn't shocked to hear about Walmart, actually. So thing about subliminal messages and things like that, that has been, people have been caught doing that already. Mm-hmm. And I have to say sometimes I am a little bit suspicious about when I go into a shop. If you're in the shop and you can't get out the shop, and you don't know why you can't get out the shop. I've thought about it myself as well.
Yeah, and I think about all these things too, because I've had a couple of people on the show talking about mind control. And I had one woman on the show last month who was terrified and said that she knew several people who had been controlled. And she said, you don't understand. They can go overhead in a helicopter. They can read your brainwaves, tag you, find you from anywhere in space. And because they can read your brainwaves, they can do anything they want with you and you can't escape it. And I said, you know, I don't agree with that. I think that if you know yourself, and you're really one with the higher consciousness, then this third dimensional stuff just doesn't work. And now you're basically giving me credence, you know, to my beliefs, because now I'm saying, oh, okay, you know, we can actually affect our electromagnetic fields in that way to be able to protect ourselves and to be able to go above what the negative ones are able to do. So this is good.
Yes, I very strongly believe that, I mean, obviously, as I say, I've been reading for many years and studying and trying to understand our reality. And I came across this information before about all this. But then since that time, I've done more study. And this whole concept of strengthening the magnetic field, strengthening core energy, becoming empowered, and then there's absolutely nothing. You're literally in your own bubble. You're in your own bubble. And there's nothing they can do. And that's what I feel. And to teach people, that's what we have to do. And then use our empowerment. And quite frankly, I'm not worried about these agencies out there. Their time's coming. I actually believe they have to evolve too.
Yeah.
Because the massive changes on the planet, their time is coming. So we have to understand not to worry about them, to think about ourselves, and to become more empowered. Take on the energy that's being sent to the planet, take it on, and become much stronger and empowered people, and taking on more responsibility for this earth, taking back the earth, I believe we should do.
Yes, and really walking into being citizens in the civilization of the universe, and you know, bringing forth a true peace, love, and harmony, and joy that is our birthright, and that's what really makes up the truth of who we are. And really distributing that, you know. And I keep seeing a vision that I had when I did a woman's full moon water ceremony. I kept seeing this electrical discharge coming in through the crown chakra, going down through people's bodies to their feet and cycling back up. And what I was told was you have to put your hands out and complete the grid. And everybody has to do that or the energy will blow you up. You won't be able to handle it. And so they said the whole point is to strengthen the grid, to get everybody connected. And I saw that once everybody on Earth was connected, it went down into the center of the Earth and way out into the universe, and there were layer upon layer upon layer of beings who were doing the exact same thing. So now what you've been writing about in your book just really gave me a huge aha moment, and I went, oh, now I understand that vision. Now I get it. And we are stepping into the electric universe.
Yeah.
Or it's always been there. We're just kind of, you know, we're just kind of learning about it. So this is really wonderful.
I really feel, you know, I've been listening to these prophecies and channelings for years, and I was just getting to the stage where I was just annoyed because I didn't understand the reality of it, the scientific sort of analysis of the information at a really deep level. And then doing this book and putting together the information has really helped me to understand. And for me, I want to share this information with as many people as possible so that we can make a difference. And I'm saying the same thing again. I can't be where this other people live. So what I can do is I can give you my information that I've learned, and then you can use that to make a difference within your own lives and in the lives of people that you meet. And that's how I feel. I wish to share this information and to help make a difference on this planet. We're living at a very, very important time. All this, you know, as I say, we've been told, but now this is definitely correct. This is absolutely correct. Our scientific community understand what's happening, even though they may not want to disguise it and call it global warming. we are living at a critical time, and we really do need to all take part in this.
Absolutely awesome. And we are out of time. So, Susan, please tell people how they may contact you.
Okay. You can come to the joyfirepublishing.com website. Or the SusanRenison.com website, and then there's details of how you can obtain a copy of the book. The book is not generally available in America, but I'm starting to find some distributors that can help me. I'm also looking to make the book cheaper in the United States. that if you go to the website joyfirepublishing.com, you can actually find details of how to purchase the book. Worst comes to worst, just give me an email and I'll sort something out. But I'm actually wanting to send this message out to the world, and I'm looking for people to help me as well. So please come to my website and have a look.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Susan. And listeners, please do get that book. It is amazing. And it will bring together a lot of what you've heard and make sense to you. And Susan Joy Renison, thank you so much for being on the program. You are just a delight.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. And your information is just astounding. Thank you.
Thank you,
and listeners. You bet. Listeners, please do contact Susan and get the book. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty night. Do, 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 do.